From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Ryan Fumulener. Jefferson City is spending thousands of dollars each year trying to maintain more than a dozen vacant properties near the historic district of downtown. And city leaders say the properties have become a hotbed for criminal activity. As KBIA's Kristen Reeser tells us, the city's taking the owner of the buildings to court to try to solve the problem.
Mature trees and 100-year-old buildings line the Capitol Avenue Historic District, the area between Adams Street and the Missouri State Penitentiary. There are some notable architectural styles, Spanish Revival, Victorian, and Colonial, to name a few. This neighborhood is minutes from downtown Jefferson City and the state capitol, but not all the properties are in good condition. A porch roof is close to collapsing at one house. Vines overtake the front steps of another. A wrought iron fence is warped from time and weather. And doors and windows are boarded up on several old homes. Barbara Bisher owns 19 abandoned properties in this area and two others in other areas of town. Brian Wolford is the head attorney for Jefferson City. He says the city is suing Bisher, claiming she owes the city more than $27,000 that the city has spent to address problems at the properties when they violated city code.
They're barely standing, and we've had to secure the area around there to keep people who would wander on there and people on the sidewalk safe from any potential falling debris. She's had trees and branches that have been down that we've had to cart off and carry away.
Wolford says the abandoned properties also become dangerous in another way.
It's called an attractive nuisance to vagrants and folks like that who will go in, squat in these places. There's some crimes going on. There was one that burnt in 2012 that there was a stabbing in.
Kathy Bordner and her husband live a few blocks down from Bisher's properties. Their home is a newly renovated American foursquare with craftsman-style touches, originally built in 1915. As Bordner put it, the home has all the bells and whistles, hardwood floors, internet access in every room, and a security system. But Bordner and her husband had to move into the house because it didn't sell. Bordner says Bisher's buildings dissuaded potential buyers. She says Bisher's buildings have negative effects on property owners like herself who take good care of their buildings.
That entire area should be a thriving, vibrant area. And the value of all of those buildings should be much higher, and they would be if we didn't have somebody owning them who exhibited this behavior.
Bisher and her lawyer declined to speak to KBIA. Mary Shantz is the secretary of the City of Jefferson Historic Preservation Commission. The group is proposing a new demolition ordinance that would allow the city to enact fines and take legal action against owners of properties that would qualify for demolition by neglect. Steve Delane is the landlord for a property surrounded by abandoned buildings.
When I was younger, I used to go over there, and all those homes usually had people living in them, and, you know, it was a nice neighborhood at the time. Now it just looks old and decrepit, and I'd really like to see it come back to the way it used to be.
Shantz doesn't think it's too late to restore that avenue as the face of the city. But she says renovating the buildings becomes more difficult and expensive with each passing day because of exposure.
There's basically a decrease in the efforts to revitalize the neighborhood, because who wants to invest into a neighborhood where you have that many abandoned properties that we just seem to be stuck on and unable to solve the problem?
Wolford, the city attorney, says if property tax liens aren't paid 3 years after the city performed a certain maintenance, the Cole County collector could auction off her properties. Wolford says the city hopes to get a money judgment, meaning Bisher will pay off every tax lien since 2013 at once. Wolford says usually Bisher waits until the last day to pay off what she owes, but if the city gets its way in court, it won't have to wait for the 3-year time limit to expire before she pays the fees. For KBIA News, I'm Kristen Reeser.